Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today I want to ask you a very important question, maybe a question that you haven't been asked in a long, long time. What do you want your life to count for? Have you reviewed your answer to that question recently? Or are you caught up in simply going to work every day, trying to punch the clock, doing the best you can to get the bills paid, but never really quite sure if you've evaluated the direction of your life? If you can't answer that question, let me ask it a different way, because it's so important that you know what the bullseye is for the reason that you're here. So what do you want to be remembered for? When it's all said and done and you've returned to the dust of the earth, as the Bible says we'll all do, what do you want to be remembered for? Maybe you could answer it easier this way. What do you believe God created you to accomplish? What does He want you to do before your life is over? Now, I know many of our listeners range from young. In fact, I recently got a wonderful email from a 15-year-old listener who is applying the truth of God's word to his life and finances, to elderly. I know some of you listening today are seniors, and you're in retirement. But yet, we should all ask ourselves that question regularly. Because if we simply go through the motions of working to stay out of financial bondage, or maybe even working to have prosperity, that's not the goal. The goal isn't to be financially free. The goal is to be free to accomplish what God puts you here on earth to accomplish. And He has a purpose for your life. And you need to discover that purpose and be able to articulate it and order your life around what God wants you to accomplish, and then order your finances around your purpose. Because if you don't start with your purpose, you're simply going through what I call the hamster wheel exercise of existing day to day, and being sure that the wheel never stops, but you're not getting anywhere. So I want you to answer that question. And then when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about a step-by-step plan to get your finances in order so that you're accomplishing your life purpose. Now, if you have your life purpose, please feel free to send it to me. I'd love to read it. You can send it to me at chuckbentley@crown.org. But today when we come back, we're going to talk about getting your finances in order so that you can fulfill your life purpose. I'm Chuck Bentley. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
Want to learn how to make and manage money God's way, but you don't have time to read a book or participate in a Bible study? Then check out The Journey to True Financial Freedom, a live seminar presented by Crown Financial Ministries. It's fast-paced and life-changing. Invest just one day of your time in a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, and you can learn God's financial principles and practical ways to apply them for a lifetime. A trained instructor will teach you how to set priorities, develop a spending plan, eliminate debt, and more. You'll gain a deeper understanding of stewardship and faithfulness. If you're interested in attending a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, go to crown.org to find one in your area, or call 1-800-722-1976 and ask one of our friendly consultants to locate one for you. That's 800-722-1976 or online at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today we're talking about making your life count. And I want you to write down in a sentence or two or a very short paragraph exactly why God made you, what it is that He wants you to accomplish. That's your life purpose. You know, I think the reason Rick Warren's book sold millions and millions of copies is because deep inside all of us, we know that there's a greater reason for being here than simply getting up every day and working in order to exist. We have to be moving towards the reason we exist, the reason why God put us here on earth. And I want you to take the time to answer that question uniquely for yourself, not for what somebody else planned for your life. But what has God put you here to do? And if you're married, you need to do this exercise as a couple. Why are you here? It's not simply to raise a family, to give them a better life than you've had. That's what so many people tend to order their life around. But you as a couple, as a husband and wife, or you as a single, you're called to fulfill your purpose, the reason God put you here, and model that for your children so they see that life does have meaning and purpose. Now, once you've written down your life purpose, then convert it to your life goals. And you need to have goals that are interim steps that you want to accomplish towards fulfilling your purpose. You can divide those into short-term goals and then long-term goals. And here's some categories I would recommend. Take your life purpose and set a goal around short and long-term steps, interim steps, or benchmarks that you want to accomplish in these categories. Number one, your relationship with God. Do you want to grow in your relationship with the Lord? And what are you going to do in terms of action steps in the short and the long term in order to grow closer to the Lord? What do you want to accomplish among your friends and family? What do you want to accomplish in your service to others, in your ministry, in your mission? What are the things that you truly want to be remembered for? And then what are your financial goals? What do you need to do in the short term and the long term to be sure that your finances are not an obstacle preventing you from living out your purpose? And then you're going to have some career goals and some goals in terms of learning new job skills. And then finally, something that maybe doesn't fit into a category, something that you know is uniquely you. And I want you to write those down. And then once you've written down your life purpose and you've converted your purpose into interim steps, short and long-term goals, I want you to pray and ask the Lord to allow you to fulfill the desires and dreams that He's put in your heart. I believe Psalm 37:4 is a verse that you can claim because the Lord says, if we delight ourselves in Him, He will give us the desires of our heart. If our life purpose and our goals roll up into fulfilling what God desires for us, and if we're delighting in God and His purposes, He will bring it about. He asked Solomon, what do you want? I think sometimes we have to answer that question honestly before the Lord. What do we really want? Solomon gave a godly answer. I want to be able to lead your people. I want to be able to be a godly, wise leader. And the Lord granted him the desires of his heart. Now, you cannot truly fulfill what God put you here on earth to accomplish if you're stuck in the trap of financial bondage. Now, I'm not saying that God can't use you. I'm not saying that you've ruined your life. I'm saying it's better to get out of financial bondage and flip over your financial condition so that they're now supportive of and propelling you towards the accomplishment of your life purpose. Now, I'm going to talk to many of you who are listening right now, and you're saying, I don't know how to put one foot in front of the other. I can do this exercise. I know there's things I'm here to accomplish that I'm not accomplishing, but where do I start? Here it is, and I'm going to read from the Crown Money Map. The first step is to establish an emergency savings account. You need to save $1,000. For most people, that will create a discipline that starts to break the habit of spending more than you earn. Now, to do that, you need to have a spending plan, what some people call a budget. But you need a plan where you're spending money on purpose. You're not having to come to the end of the month and going on a search and rescue mission to try to find out where all the money went. You're making a plan at the beginning of the month and directing where the money is going to go. That's a spending plan. It's spending money on purpose. By the way, you can download a free spending plan right now at crown.org. Go to crown.org/moneymap, download the free spending plan, and start to work through it. Once you start to live beneath your income, whatever it is that you make every month or every week, if you will spend less than that, you will have a surplus. That's how you accumulate your first $1,000. Now, Proverbs 21:20 says, the wise man saves for the future, but the foolish man spends whatever he gets. Solomon himself told us that you're foolish if you spend everything you get and you're living without anything in reserve. So once you start to save $1,000, now you can begin to pay off your debt. Because the habit that allows you to pay off debt is the habit of learning to save a little bit each month. You cannot pay off your debt if you're continuing to accrue new debt. And you can't pay off your debt if you simply pay down your minimums every month, only to go back and run up your credit cards to their maximum limit the next month. You have to have reserve so that you can break that cycle. Most people today rely on their credit card limits to be paid down a little bit and consider that their savings. That is not savings. Savings is having $1,000 in the bank and then beginning to build on that by eliminating any new debt and starting to pay down the debt you have. That's where the battle is won. And the motivation for getting debt-free all centers around fulfilling why God put you here on earth. Do you understand what I'm trying to get you to see? Look beyond the temporal reasons that we typically go to work to make a living. Look beyond the reasons that people say we should go to work and make a living, and look what God says. Obviously, you want to support your family, take care of your own needs. But you can also look out into the future and say, when it's all over, what did I accomplish while I was here on earth? And did I make the kind of decisions that my life counted for something greater than my own personal needs? I think you can do that. I think that's motivating to be able to get free to accomplish that. We're going to go to the next steps when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
You're always looking for ways to save money, right? That's why you clip coupons every week or spend hours looking for deals online. But are you getting the full benefit for your effort? The Couponizer is a way to organize, store, and access all your coupon finds and gift cards with a 22-pocket wire-bound booklet. Once you set it up, you'll be ready to go shopping anytime your busy schedule allows, and it's small enough for you to put it in your handbag and take it with you. The Couponizer system includes the Couponizer, the booklet Your Guide to Smart Savings by Amy Bergen, a pre-sorting mat that matches the categories in the Couponizer, a list pad for tracking your savings and spending, and more, all in a durable carrying bag. You can find out more about how the Couponizer works at crown.org, or you can call 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org for the Couponizer.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today we're talking about ordering your finances in such a way that you can fulfill your life purpose, that you can live out that dream in your heart, that you can do the things that you know God put you here on earth to accomplish, and to be uniquely you. Now, we talked about getting on this journey to becoming financially free, not as an end goal, but free to fulfill the purposes that God put you on earth to accomplish. The first step is to create an emergency savings and to have $1,000 in the bank or in a, under the mattress or in a shoebox or wherever you're going to keep it, but have $1,000 cash by spending money on purpose, by being intentional about how you direct the money that God's entrusted to you. So at the beginning of every month or the beginning of every week, you know exactly how much is going to go to the house payment, how much is going to go to the car payment, how much is going to go to gasoline, groceries, clothing, expenses for the children, and you know how much you're going to have left over so that you can start to take that leftover or surplus and save $1,000. Now, here's a tip. Set a short-term reward for yourself in order to celebrate completing that major accomplishment. Once you've saved that $1,000, how do you want to celebrate? Now, I'll give you a few examples. To save money, obviously you don't want to do something expensive. Maybe you want to send me an email and say, I did it. I finally got $1,000. Will you celebrate with me? Will you pray for me? Will you Thank the Lord that I've finally done something I've never been able to do. I met a woman in New Jersey one time when I was out teaching a seminar who said that she was over 60 years old, and it was the first time in her married life that when something broke down in their home, they had the money to pay for it. And she had tears in her eyes, expressing to me the absolute joy for being able to pay the plumber in cash when their water heater needed repaired. And that was the first time in her life. And it felt wonderful. And she was celebrating and thanking God for simply being prepared for unexpected expenses. You can do it too. Set up a way to celebrate. Write a card to a friend and say, please celebrate with me. We've done it. Take yourself out to eat to someplace you can afford, but celebrate. You've accomplished something very significant. Now, step two is to begin a plan to get out of debt. Proverbs 22:7 says, the borrower is servant to the lender. And you know, and I know, that when you are unable to pay your bills, it's one of the most stressful experiences you could ever go through. Nobody likes to be dunned by a bill collector. Nobody likes to be shamed by a bill collector. Nobody likes the stress of an uncertainty and insecurity of wondering if you can pay your bills. So step two, after you've saved $1,000, is to set up a plan to begin to pay off those credit cards, the high interest cards first, and then as you're able to continue saving as much as you're able while you're paying off these credit cards and incurring no new debt, and attempt to set aside at least 1 month's living expense. So once you've saved 1 month living expense, that means if your monthly overhead is $5,000 a month and you've moved from $1,000 in savings to $5,000 in savings and you're beginning to make progress towards paying off your credit card debt, set up another celebration, another benchmark, another milestone. It may take 6 months, it may take a year. But set up a goal where you know you're going to celebrate. You're going to memorialize this accomplishment and make it a little bit more fun than the first benchmark. Make it substantial because you've achieved a major milestone. And now you're ready to move to the next step. And by the way, all of this is outlined on the Crown Money Map. You can look at it online. You can purchase one right now. But get a map and start checking off these accomplishments and the celebrations. Now, here's step three. Once you get the credit cards paid off, you continue the same process to where now you attack all your other consumer debt, your automobile loans, maybe you've got student loans, maybe you've got a home mortgage, you've got an equity mortgage, you've got other bills from consumer accounts that you need to pay off. You continue that process while you continue to save a little bit each month. You increase your savings now to 3 months of living expense. You're making progress. And I would recommend if you can continue getting debt-free and savings, you don't stop until you have approximately 6 months of savings in the bank. Now, if I said start tomorrow and set aside 6 months, you would all say, I can't do that. But you can if you follow a process. The Bible says, keep out of debt and owe no man anything, only the debt to love one another. I'm quoting from Romans 13. Owe no man anything. So set a goal to get debt free as soon as possible. But you're not going to do it overnight. It took you years to get into debt. It took you years to spend everything that you have ever earned. Now you've got to reverse that process. And when you accomplish destination three, set up a celebration. This time, a little bit more substantial. Maybe you're going to take a trip. Maybe there's something you've always wanted to do, and now you're able to do it because you know you're on the right path. You're on the path that's built upon the rock, not shifting sand. You're getting out of debt. You're setting aside savings, and you're able to really begin thinking about this life purpose can be fulfilled. What God put me on earth to accomplish can actually begin to happen because I'm leaving the bondage behind. Well, I'm going to wrap up with a few more steps. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Moms these days are busier than ever, working hard, taking care of things at home, making sure your children get to all the places they need to go. Often, the only downtime is waiting to pick up a child from school or practice. Did you know that while you're sitting in your car, you could be taking care of your family's finances? You can with Crown Envelopes, the online and mobile money management solution from Crown Financial Ministries. It's the anytime, anywhere way to manage your money and eliminate debt. With Crown Envelopes, you can use your laptop or cell phone to easily and securely access your budget and actually plan before you spend. There's even a free trial. Find out more about Crown Envelopes by logging on to crown.org. Don't let your busy schedule keep you from managing your money wisely. Look for a free trial of Crown Envelopes at crown.org.
Back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today we're talking about getting your finances in order so that you can fulfill your life purpose, the reason that God put you here on earth. Now, we've talked about destination one, saving $1,000 and then celebrating. And you can only save $1,000 if you're following a spending plan, if you're spending money on purpose, not having to go on a search and rescue mission at the end of the month to find out where it went and how you're going to get enough money to pay your next bill. You're going to start spending on purpose, spending with a plan at the beginning of the month. You know, a great tool to help you do that is Crown Envelopes. It's an online tool. It does electronic banking for you. Thousands upon thousands of our listeners use it and say it's the easiest tool they've ever used. And online, we have a 30-day free trial. But get on a spending plan. Go to crown.org. There you can download a free spending plan. You can try the free 30-day trial for Crown Envelopes. But take action now so that you can save $1,000 in cash. Put it in a shoebox. Put it in a lockbox at home. Put it in a bank account. But $1,000 that you can get to in case there's an emergency, celebrate that and move to destination two. Start paying off the credit cards, increase your savings to 1 month's living expense, celebrate, move to destination three. Get all consumer debt paid for, and then increase your savings to 3 months. And in today's economy, I would recommend up to 6 months of your living expense. And again, celebrate and thank God for His goodness. Now you're ready to move to step four, where you can begin saving money for the things that you need that you didn't go into debt for. So now that you've gotten on this solid ground, you can start to accumulate resources to make the purchases that are required in your life without having to use debt to do it. Now, the key verse is Proverbs 21:5, and let me read it to you from the Living Bible. Steady plodding brings prosperity. Hasty speculation brings poverty. The Lord is telling us that all of this happens with small, faithful, steady, diligent steps, day in and day out, doing the right thing. Well, you can do it, and the Lord will direct you out of financial bondage if you stay motivated and focused on fulfilling your life purpose. I hope that's been a help to you, and I hope you'll pick up some of these tools and resources to keep you on that journey and stay in touch with how you're doing. I do want to remind all of our Atlanta area listeners that the God Provides Film Learning Tour kicks off at Hebron Baptist Church in Decula, Thursday, February the 11th at 7 p.m. We're going to start on time and end at 8:30. We're going to show two of our films, Abraham and Isaac and The Widow and the Oil. It's a family-friendly event. I hope you'll register at crown.org/register. I'd love to have you there. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back tomorrow.